This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get rolling with another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're brought to you today by Piper's. Busy place these days. Expect to have an online auction this afternoon. No. There's one, actually, this morning and one this afternoon. One starting right now as we speak on 4,500 acres at Clay in Norman County. This online at Piper's.com. And then Norman County, about 631 acres this afternoon at 3. How about that? Don't forget the Great Plains Land Expo coming up at the Holiday Inn. Wow. They have tickets for like $100. They're cheap, and it is a land expo with a whole lot of incredible experts on land valuations, investing in today's land. So check that out as well. It's June 26th, the date of the event, and details on that at Piper's.com as well. All right, we have a full hour with Senator Kevin Cramer today on the program, and our Talk Radio Town Hall. Of course, Senator Cramer has been doing this since he was Congressman Cramer every hour for a week on the radio. And with busy travel schedule last couple of weeks, we haven't had a chance to have him on. So we're looking forward to catching up today and getting to your questions and comments. A few have come in already. Senator Cramer, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent, Scott. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, the Passover Easter recess was a little bit hectic. We were traveling. So I'm grateful for a couple of weeks off, but glad to get back in the saddle and get back on the radio talking to and listening to folks.
You are you're on the road again today?
I am. In fact, right now, I think as we speak, I think we're going by steel. I'm on my way to Fargo for some meetings this afternoon, and then we're going to commemorate the Vietnam veterans tomorrow morning at the Fargo Air Museum. And that's always a fun festivity and important time to remember their incredible contribution to our country and to our world.
Well, that's for sure. Find yourself a Vietnam vet and say thanks, because we didn't say thanks enough
long ago.
So today's big news nationally is this jobs report, where once again, the experts all told us what it was going to be, and it was considerably above where the experts were at. The unemployment rate is as low as it's been since 1969. This is coming on the heels of a report, a week or so ago, 3.2% growth as well in the last quarter. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, not only that, Scott, but the real important statistic in all of that is that wage growth continues at about the same pace. 3.4% one quarter, 3.2% last quarter, according to this report, again, 2.2% wage growth. Now, what's even better than that, Scott, is that in that annual fiscal year's 3.4% growth, that's throughout the entire labor force. The lowest decile, that's the bottom 10% of the workforce in terms of wages, grew by 6%. In other words, the largest growth is happening in the lowest end of the wage spectrum. So what's that mean? What's that tell you? Tax cuts are working. They're doing everything that Donald Trump said they do. They're doing them faster than Republicans said they do them in terms of economic growth. And by the way, same with government revenue. So it didn't blow up the deficit. It put more people to work. It's growing our economy. It's making America more competitive. It's a rocket ship economy, as I said during the campaign, and I continue to say. Now, we still have some work to do. We need to finish off some trade deals. We need to get rid of some tariffs. We need our ag commodity prices to come back up. And I think all of that is in the offing as well. And when that happens, there's going to be, we're just going to see all kinds of optimism, and we're already seeing it. But we are being left out a little bit in the ag economy, and as our farmers are planting, we're hoping for a better season this year.
Okay, this texter from Minot says Labor Department jobs numbers are fixed by crooked Trump administration. 263,000 jobs, just one more of the 10,000 documented lies by Trump. 103 straight months of job growth squeezed into 2 years in the right wing world. What do you make of that?
There's a lot of left wing anger out there, Scotty. You're seeing it explode everywhere around the country, and you really see it, of course, in Washington D.C. And I could point to one exhibit every single day, but you don't have to look any further than what the Democrats the stunt they tried to pull yesterday, only to themselves. Even among their base, they embarrassed themselves yesterday with their stunts related to Bill Barr. I know that they, for a long time, they're just angry that Donald Trump won. Then they were angry because collusion wasn't real. It turned out that not only was it fake, it has now been proven to be fake. And now their anger has turned to fear, which is a very volatile combination of emotions. Because now they're afraid because guess what? Since there was no evidence of collusion after a $30 million investigation, an investigation that should not have even been started without evidence in the first place, we now have to get to the bottom of what is the evidence that caused the special counsel to be triggered. And I think they're frightened for where that evidence is gonna lead. And
don't you think that's all just a change the subject, suck in their friends in the mainstream media and regurgitating the stuff and try and change? I mean, they're just trying to change the subject, aren't they? Yeah.
Sure it is, except that you're seeing this incredible, weird presentation of emotion. And it's not helpful to them. In other words, even their left-wing friends in the media are scratching their heads going, you know, this isn't smelling right. Wasn't it Jimmy Kimmel himself who said this is why Donald Trump's going to win again? Stunts like they tried to pull yesterday. Something as ridiculous as serving Kentucky Fried Chicken at a Judiciary Committee meeting or hearing. And
how about the empty seat? How about the empty seat with a name tag and then an actual chicken? Little statue up next to his name. I mean, talk about demeaning to the traditions of the House of Representatives. Just ridiculous.
Well, and here's the funny thing about that, Scott. The whole issue of Attorney General Barr choosing not to attend the hearing is because the Democratic members of the House are the chickens. They didn't think they were up to questioning them, and by the way, they aren't. I mean, a whole bunch of Democratic senators proved that the day before when they... You know, he had a hard time keeping William Barr awake through their stupidity. It was so demeaning. And they're clearly not an intellectual equal to him and certainly not skilled litigators. So they wanted to bring in some professional litigators to question them, which is against the rules and against the traditions of the House and demeaning to their own party and institution. So the chickens are the Democratic members of the House of Representatives who didn't think they were up to cross-examining the member of the president's cabinet. And, of course, all I can say is they're right. They aren't up to it.
Phil in Moorhead for Senator Kevin Cramer. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 258-0550. Or you can text Todd at 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I just got a comment about the unemployment numbers. Trump's always bragging about the African-American unemployment numbers, but if you fill out an application at a major corporation, all they want to know is if you've been on food stamps the last 2 years, and that takes priority for the hiring process. Do you have any comments about that?
I guess I'm not clear.
Big tax credit.
Are you saying that – I'm sorry, say that again. So if you're
– I'm saying is – all these great unemployment numbers for, like, the African-American community are coming out of a huge tax credit corporations get for hiring anybody that was on food stamps the last 24 months. So what we got here is, you know, just use your imagination for what it really is.
Sure. So what you're saying is that the reason there are more African-Americans getting hired today is because a lot of them have been on food stamps a long time, and there's a natural incentive for companies to hire them because because of the tax cuts, they get an incentive for hiring an unemployed person on food stamps. And since there's a disproportionate number of them who are black, that skews the unemployment rate. to some degree? Is that what you're, is that sort of the premise of your?
Yeah, that's what I'm implying, yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay. So what I would say about that is, first of all, there have to be jobs available. Thanks to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act and thanks to this roaring economy, there are jobs available. To the degree that there's been some government manipulation, if you will, that creates an incentive for hiring people of color or people that are on food stamps, I'm sure the people, those people that got the jobs are grateful for that. In other words, it's working. It's working, whatever the cause. Going to a 3.6% unemployment rate overall and having the lowest unemployment rate among several populations, including Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, women, all of those are good results.
Phil, appreciate your call. Obviously got your answer because he is hung up. Other calls welcome for Senator Kevin Cramer. 701-258-0550. A bunch of texts, too. We'll get to those as well as the call. And a couple of emails. Find what's on your mind for Senator Cramer. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockabraddock. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Go Wireline. By the way, you don't even have to have wireline experience to have a job at Go Wireline. On occasion, they hire accountants with no wireline experience that meet the qualifications that they're willing to maintain the high standard of performance and customer service. And if you know anything about the oil industry and wireline services and this shale play and where it's going to, you know, 2 million barrels a day and beyond, might be something to consider. Think about that. More details at GoWireline.com/careers. Tell them
Scott sent you. All right, 20 past the hour, more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Jerry in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Jerry, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott and Senator Cramer. I'm your friend from North Dakota and living in Delaware. talk to you before.
Yes, yes, but I know exactly.
It's Southern Delaware, so it is conservative. Anyway, I've tried to talk to people, that last gentleman that called regarding unemployment.
Yeah.
I've tried to talk to lefties and say, okay, let's put personalities aside. Let's put hate aside or whatever. Let's talk about something that we know is always done exactly the same way. And just look at that, so we can at least have some common ground to agree on.
Yeah.
And the thing I'm referring to is like the unemployment numbers, the employment numbers, gross domestic product, gross national product.
Yeah.
As a retired CPA, when you want to compare from period to period, you want things done the same way. Mm-hmm. So that you can say, you know, we can compare that number from 3 years ago to this number today.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though, and I realize, and I think many people do, that unemployment number that they come up with is probably not an accurate representation for various reasons, but at least it's the same way it was prepared 5 years ago or 40 years ago.
Right.
And so I try to say, well, can we talk about that? And you cannot get these people to open their mind even to that.
No, you raise a really good point, Jerry, because anytime you're dealing with data, the length of time that you've been collecting that data and the consistency of its presentation and use is really how you have a benchmark to work from. And yes, it may not be the full representation, you know, because nowadays, of course, we have labor participation rates and we have, you know, all kinds of other things to work into it. But you're right. Day to day, year to year, quarter to quarter, if you're dealing with the exact same formula, you at the very least can have an accurate trend, if nothing else.
Well, exactly. As an accountant, you've got periodicity. It's done every period at the same time. The constant comparability that promotes comparability because it's done the same way every time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get these people in the whole entire left spectrum of the political continuum. Will not even discuss that stuff. I never hear anybody on the left say anything about, well, unemployment's down, unemployment among blacks, Hispanics, women, all classes. They just won't talk about it. To me, that is very frustrating. And it's frustrating because, you know, these people have intelligence. They're just they're blinded by their hate and their bias.
Yeah, I think the big question for me is how much energy to waste trying, you know, because there's a certain percentage of those folks that it doesn't matter how many facts you present and what kind of rational conversation or argument you can present, they're not going to change their mind. So
no, but what is important is that, Scotty, is that you keep doing a show like this and a whole bunch of others like you continue to, and that there are always forums for people like Jerry to get onto, because what we don't want are our friends who are less interested day to day in this stuff to only hear the rantings and ravings of the hate crowd. But I think it's worth expanding a little bit more on what Jerry's saying, because what is frustrating, it's even heartbreaking in a way, is that we are living at a time now where the hatred for Donald Trump is so great that people are cheering against America. We're seeing this in the trade discussions all the time. Instead of being on the side of the United States, we have Democrats joining China, they're joining Mexico, joining, you know, whoever it is we're trading with, and making their case for them in our own country and undermining the president's leverage every single day, rather than
rather than making the case. And, you know, because I'm convinced that in some cases they'd rather see America fail so that Donald Trump fails. I don't think I could ever think of a time when I'd hoped America would fail because there'd be some political advantage for my team. I've never thought that. I've often hoped that a Democratic politician would fail in their pursuit of their policies, but I've never hoped that the country would fail as a result of them.
Yeah, no kidding. Good. Well said. Jerry, thanks for the call. Keep up the fight. Appreciate it. Steve in Williston for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, two points real quick. Like, one, I'd like to say, with the health care, with the Medicare for all, and I see one of the primary arguments that the Republicans give is the cost. And quite frankly, you're right. But that goes over the people's heads. Sure. I think you ought to, what's going to happen is they'll destroy Medicare. And
no question about it.
I think the people, that's much more of an argument against it than talking about how much it's going to cost, because it seems like that's what the Republicans do so frequently. And people, they got the money, they can do it. But when they realize, hey, your Medicare is going to go away, now that's a real subject for them.
No, I think thank you for making that point. We'll elaborate on it after. Very important point.
The other point or question I had is, how are we coming with fish industries? I heard President Trump on TV the other day, and I think it was Sean Hannity brought up, well, what about the contractor who can build this wall and very, very quickly and so forth? And President Trump said, you're talking about Fisher Industries. And he said, yeah.
Right.
And then he said, well, we're working with them, but their bid, we can't get their bid down. Well, I don't know. I keep hearing they have the lowest bid.
Right.
And so is somebody's lying to Trump, or what's the deal? And if so, we're going to have to get that out. Would you go on Sean Hannity and explain to the people in this, in this country what the Corps of Engineers is doing?
You have very perceptive listeners, Scott. I know you already know that, but Steve, you're right on. Believe me, I caught that same interview, heard the exact same thing, and I've corrected it with the president already. In fact, I won't go into all the details, but this has been a day-to-day thing for me at a very personal level with the president, with the team around the president. Two conversations just yesterday with people that can make a difference. I think we're on the brink of something happening, but we do have to straighten out the misinformation, and that was one piece of it right there.
Well, this is going to hurt only president. This is going to hurt the president if this comes out, and he's, they're going to say, why didn't you vote? Hey, thanks for the point.
You're right.
No, there's and maybe that's the aim of some of the people that are not giving them all the best information. As we can see, more on this with Senator Kevin Kramer coming up in your
ethanol
call.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy creates more than 250,000 new jobs in April. And as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens, many economists say this could continue for a while.
Economists forecast that strong gains could be the longest in history by later this summer. We get the latest report from Cody Parkinson of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 263,000 in April, and the unemployment rate declined to 3.6%. the lowest rate since December 1969.
I'm John Clemens.
The president tweeting this morning, jobs, 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 in all caps. Protests are heating up again outside the Venezuelan embassy in Washington as backers of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and left-wing activists supporting President Nicolas Maduro are clashing again for the third straight day. This is USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureva.com.
Sleep, and you already have the My Pillow, but you're still tossing and turning, and has nothing to do with the pillow. I bet it has something to do with some pressure points that you might have on your mattress. Or not the best support, or maybe the whole mattress is just it's hot when you want it cool. It's cool when you want it hot. I have an answer. It's called the My Pillow mattress topper, and right now they're 30% off. If you use the promo code SCOTT, they will give you two standard My Pillows plus the 30% off absolutely free. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Just remember that MyPillow.com promo code is SCOTT. The caller that asked you about the border situation, by the way, and let me just, I want to give you a chance to answer his first question on the Medicare for All, but just to finish on the second question, I mean, it's not unreasonable for us to think that there are people within the president's administration, within the Army Corps of Engineers, DHS, whatever apparatus, that don't want him to be able to fulfill his promises on building the wall. Is it?
That's not an unreasonable thought at all. I've already seen the guy in the Justice Department much worse than that. You have those people almost covering their backs, so there's not those on too.
I'm not hearing you. I bet you're by Windsor.
Oh. Yeah.
You're probably by Windsor or that tank farm. Yeah, that's my favorite there on I-94 as you're heading eastbound there. You get a couple of free passes where you go a little. So you say, I heard you say it's not unreasonable at all, and you're giving some examples of other cases where it's been proven to be.
Well, true. Sure, the Justice Department is the worst of the worst, right? So. But there's also the CYA factor. There are people who are being held to account in a very public way, and suddenly they don't have the luxury of hiding behind their bureaucracy anymore. And they're right. I told one very high-ranking official yesterday, in this town there are 89 people for every 100 go away when they get tired. You'll wear them out. I'm the other one. So don't give me bad answers or inconsistent answers or delays and hope that I'm just going to give up.
Interesting. So that's a swamp sport. You're just going to wear people down and they usually go away because they just don't want to deal with ask it again and again and they go away and nothing changes.
That's exactly right. Well, I experienced that even in state government in North Dakota, but it's a far worse epidemic in Washington.
Wow. Now, the second part, he asked you first about Medicare for All, and you wanted to come back to that. So,
well, yeah, because he makes an important point. One of the big, less spoken about consequences of Medicare for All is that people that are currently on Medicare, seniors who've paid into it, their program that they rely on will be dramatically diminished, dramatically diminished. Just to put some math to it, Scotty, and I know it's always dangerous for Republicans to talk about Medicare, but we've got to, because according to the latest analysis, just this month, or last month, Medicare is insolvent in 7 years. So unless you're going to die between now and 7 years from now, Medicare is insolvent in 7 years. The reason for that is there's a lot more money going out than coming in. I mean, a lot more. So right now, the average person on Medicare has paid in over their lifetime about $160,000. It costs double to triple that to provide them the benefit at retirement, from retirement to the end of their life. Obviously, you can't sustain that. Now, Democrats, Bernie Sanders, and pretty much every Democrat running for president wants to do that for everybody. How is that going to affect the people that are currently on it? Here's the other math I want people to think about. Medicare for All means that 58% of North Dakotans, that's the number, 58% of North Dakotans currently get their health care coverage from their employer, and it's usually very good coverage. They lose that automatically with Medicare for All. In other words, they don't get to keep their health care plan. That lie cannot be told again. People in America will never fall for that again. But that 58% of North Dakotans lose all of that. What if they work for the state of North Dakota, if they work for a utility, if they work for a manufacturer, if they work for, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield or Microsoft or whoever they might work for, they lose that insurance. And instead, they get Medicare. Does anybody in the world really think that's a good idea? And then, by the way, that's a single payer. There's no competition. What happens when you have no competition? It's craziness. It is socialism. It's 101, and the fact that serious people, or at least supposedly serious people running for president in a booming economy, think that's a good idea. It tells you just how, you know, it tells you why I'm a senator and why Donald Trump's the president.
Here is a text from a listener related to a health insurance question. I just found out my health insurance is going up $3,000 next year. I'll be paying $21,000 for it. It seems there's nothing I can do about this till November. We're a family of four. This is a huge chunk of money for a hardworking American. What is going on in your end to make this fair? This is discrimination for working people.
It is, and thank you for the question, because this is an area where our president, remember, not very long ago, when he said, let's be the health care party, many Republicans, high-ranking Republicans, said, you know, grabbed their hearts, their chests, and said, oh, no, and gasped. You know, we lose this debate all the time. We can't talk about this. No, we have to talk about it, because people are being hurt across the nation by Obamacare. The fact that John and a couple of others, along with the entire Democratic Senate, sat down and killed our best chance to repeal and replace Obamacare is not a reason for us to quit. We are committed to doing it. So we're going to continue to work on legislation that we can get done, and try to be bold about other legislation. One of the best things I think that the president has done is association health plans. So now it requires the state to do some stuff, but this is why I brought Secretary Acosta to North Dakota a month or so ago. We met with providers and employers and association groups, Farmers Union, Farm Bureau, you know, Chambers of Commerce, other groups. So that, do you know that in Nebraska, they embraced the president's association health care plan rulemaking. They adopted their laws to comply with it. They created associations and brought down premiums 25%. Now, association can be geographic, sole proprietors. It can be farmers. We have 30,000 farmers in North Dakota. We have 30,000 small businesses in North Dakota that aren't able to provide health care for their employees. Imagine if they could associate together. That's a cool thing. So, you know, some legislation, premiums down, bring drug costs down. In fact, Dick Durbin, a Democratic whip, the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, and I have sent a letter to the CMS on specific to bio treatments for diabetes. So you're talking about diet. The drugs have gone up dramatically, even worse than other drugs. So we're trying to do everything we can through the administration, as well as introduce legislation that's realistic. To the person's point about November, unfortunately, they're right. But we can't always put things off till the next election. For those of us that are elected, we need to roll up our sleeves. So I'm committed to that. I'll continue to work with the president and those that are willing to work on it. But it's unfair that people have to continue to see skyrocketing premiums and costs while we wait for a Republican majority again in the House of Representatives.
I'm getting to the point in the hour here where I'm seeing the calls stack up and the text stack up, so we'll go as quick as we can through these. Quick questions, quick answers. Andy in Jamestown for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Kramer.
Hey, Andy.
I had talked to you, it's been a while now, on the Law 74.
Yes.
I'm just kind of curious to see what if we're making any progress with that or where we're at with that.
Sure. Time to bring it. As we're just, tomorrow starts Vietnam Veterans Week. That's why I'm heading to Fargo right now. We're doing a Vietnam Veterans Week commemoration at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Fargo Air Museum. So I introduced that bill last year to commemorate the Law 74. For those that don't remember, it's been talked about on this show a lot. That those are the 74 sailors who lost it, thinking of the Frankie Evans. Their names have not been placed on Vietnam Memorial Wall. Because for bureaucratic reasons, they weren't in the quote combat zone. They were exercising just outside the combat zone with Australian and New Zealand navies when the accident occurred. And then they were heading back into the combat zone after that. But because of that technicality, four sailors have not been placed in the wall. Last year, it got in as an amendment to the Defense Authorization Act, which we passed in the House. In fact, my amendment passed unanimously. I didn't even have any Democrats on it. In the Senate, they didn't pass it, and so it didn't make it into the conference report. I've reintroduced it in the Senate along with Gillibrand, so I do have a very significant Democratic co-sponsor of the bill. I'm grateful to have Senator Gillibrand on the bill. My hope is to get it into the Defense Authorization Act this year. The bill doesn't technically go that direction, but here's the bottom line. That there's a bureaucracy, once again, that's against these things. Why? Because they're hard to do. It's hard to put 74 names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall that aren't already on there. I get that it's hard, but going to the moon was hard. You know, life is hard. Farming is hard. Lots of things are hard. We don't not do them because they're hard. So one of the things I did with before the confirmation of the Interior Secretary Bernhardt, I got his promise that the National Park Service, who administers, of course, the memorials on the mall, that they would testify in favor of my bill. So that was significant because I'm so tired of bureaucrats saying, oh, that's too hard, we can't do it. And then they talk some poor staff on a committee into it, and they fall for it. And I'm just tired of taking orders from staff members and bureaucrats. So that's where we are. I'll talk about it a little tomorrow morning at the Air Museum, but it's inspired, frankly, by people like you, by Mr. Brandt in Fargo and others. So thank you for asking me, and thank you for holding my feet to the fire.
Appreciate the call, Andy. Thank you. Another caller, go ahead, for Senator Kramer. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a quick question. Excuse me. It's about the farm economy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of farmers that are going to make it through this year. You said there's trade deals in the works.
Yeah.
So that's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is there a question that you want? Do you have a suggestion specifically? You know, we just passed
the
farm bill.
My question is the farmers are deciding to spray their crops or buy food for their tables. I just don't get it.
So, do you have a suggestion on that? Because here's a couple things that we have done. The new farm bill, we did increase the loan limit through FSA, both for guaranteed and for direct lending.
Senator Kramer, if you just hang tight here, we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Same with you, caller. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crew, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crew. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a little like a sporting event, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we got the clock. We're watching the clock. You know, we're trying to get in as many three-pointers as we can. Every caller is a three-pointer here. Texters are like two-pointers. You know, that's a field goal.
There's no layup.
No, there's no layup. And we continue with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall into the lightning round. Caller asking about the farm economy. Yep. And anything specific, I guess, is what I'm curious from you, caller, you think could help right now. We know it's tough. We hear it all the time. And we believe that, there is obviously better times ahead, and farming has cycles, right? Here's a texter that says, I've been farming 40-plus years. The good years drove up rents and land prices fueled by government payments, mostly to large farms, and small farms continue to go out of business. Government programs accelerate the loss of farms always has. We need more people on farms, not less. How can this be reversed? Farming has cycles. That's how we started. Yeah. So that's part of that cycle. But
But, Scott, he's exactly right. That's all true. But this has been a long down cycle. I think the caller would agree with that. This has been a long down cycle. And it's it's taking more people. Tell you the truth. I'm amazed we've gotten as far as we've gone, as well as we've gone. And that's largely because the years that we've had real low prices, we've had some incredible crops, incredible yields. We've been just sort of bailed out many times the last couple of years, you know, at the end of the year. Our banks have been tremendous in terms of their ability to rework with their customers, rework loans and whatnot. But that's getting to be very thin. I think that's the caller's point. We can't go on forever like this. And this year might be make or break year for some people. Fortunately, we got good news, you know, from Sonny Perdue last week for the soybean farmers who still have a crop on, extending the deadline for getting the crop off and still get the NFP payments. As I said, you know, we have increased loan limits. In fact, just this week, a group of us have begun the process of changing the Chapter 11, I think it is, rules so that we can allow more farmers more opportunity to seek protection under the bankruptcy laws, trying to avoid as much as we can, because I really do think we get through this patch. There are some better days ahead. The cycle goes back up. But also, God bless our president for making the European Union holding their feet to the fire with regard to including agriculture in the EU-US negotiations on the trade deal. As you know, Europe wants to eliminate agriculture. They don't want to take it off the table. This president is hearing none of it. And hopefully in the next week or two, we get some really good news out of China. You know, the Chinese top negotiators are coming to Washington next week. There's some hope that there'll be some sort of principal announcement by the end of the week. I don't know whether that'll happen or not. Everything always tenuous with the Chinese. But it does appear we get to, you know, a point there. We need to really get the USMCA approved, ratified. There was a good meeting in the Oval Office yesterday between Republican senators and the president on the strategy for getting that done this year. So I do think there's some good news on the forefront. Thank God for the farmers that have been patient. But, you know, patience doesn't pay the banker back. Yeah.
Sorry, caller, what'd you say?
I said that's so false. That's a bunch of lies right there. He just said...
None of it's a lie. It's all factual. I mean, you can call it a lie, but it's all factual.
You know what's factual is I've been farming since the 80s, and the economy right now is the worst it's ever been. And Sonny Perdue, what's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
China right now. You know why that is?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear.
I said we can't ship soybeans to China right now.
Right. No, I understand that.
Do you know the deeper depth of that is? Is they got the Asian swine flu. There's to understand.
Dump. All right.
I'm sorry. He's kind of going in and out with me there. I don't.
Yeah, and wasn't using the best language either. Joe and Glenn Allen for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
The other side that Western North Dakota has is we have a very strong diocese, and the University of Mary, Monsignor Shea, has done so much, and we got so many seminarians and good priests. And how are we supporting them to the other side, not asking for government to help, but the spiritual side?
I guess I was missing some of that as well. First of all, thank you. You're exactly right. We are very blessed in North Dakota to have strong seminarians, to have a strong diocese. We've had a history of them in recent years of really strong bishops. I'm not Catholic, as Scott knows, but I'm very involved with the University of Mary and supportive of what they're doing. And, the biggest thing the government can do for that is stand up for religious liberty, which is something this president has done better than any Republican in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan and the Bushes. I mean, he has been stellar on religious liberty and to support faith-based organizations that provide services that the otherwise government would be providing. And when I talk about stuff like that, I'm talking about healthcare, adoption, you know, orphanages. We think based have an entire political party on the other side is trying to eliminate us by somehow demonizing religious expression. Understanding that compassion that comes from that.
Joe, thanks for the call. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time. We'll see you at the Vietnam event tomorrow. That'll be, by the way, at the Fargo Air Museum, 10 a.m. with Senator Kramer. God bless you, folks. See you Monday.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Prong to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Prong explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.